Rav Daniel Otsu.
I'm afraid I'm not called Rabbi Lampin, so you have to wait tomorrow for him. I'm not called Rabbi Lampin, as in. So we'll have to wait till tomorrow if you want to hear him. Rav had an interesting shaila. First day Pesach morning. Ayid came to him and he said, last night, came to Seder, I was looking for my matzahs. And the wife said, oh, the matzahs, and when they came, I was worried about chomer, so I put them right up in the attic. He said, what, Seder night, bother all the way to go to the attic? Can't be bothered. I'm good guy. I'll make Seder without matzahs. And the next morning, he wanted to know whether he can say, when he has his first size matzah, whether he can say Alachinus matzah. We all laugh at him. We think that's the limit. I tell you another story. It's mentioned on the paper. Ayid had wanted to have his car cleaned for Pesach. Found there was a lad. Car cleaning, so it's £10, £8 a car. So yeah, can you come, make a good job, a nice job. Okay, tell me when you finished. He finished, he rings him. He says, finished. He says, oh, thank you very much. What about payment? I'm just middle of a meeting. Come tomorrow, will you be okay? No, that's fine. How do you look at him? Nobody laughs. Nobody has a sugar now. We don't think he's that traitor. So he didn't have cop, he was in the middle of a meeting, and he said, come tomorrow. And the first yid was a mevatla mitzaseh. He was supposed to do a mitzaseh of eating matzah, and he couldn't be bothered. So he missed the mitzvah matzah, terrible thing, bitl mitzaseh. The second yid also had a mitzvah, and it's a leisaseh. You have no reason, just can't be bothered. You're in the middle of a meeting. What are you in the middle of a meeting? You have made a commitment. You told him to do a job for you. That's a commitment to pay him on time. That's what the Torah wants. Yeah. It's a mitzvah that I said, not less than eating matzah, it's worse. It's missed the eating matzah, and on top of that, you've been over after I said, like eating chazer. The Chofetz Chaim says in his Hakdomah, he brings the moshel without the room in the room. He says, nobody would think that the lulav you can do out of time. A time is time. Everyone understands the lulav of matzah, a sukkah is time. Why is it when it comes to pay a worker, people are quite happy, let him wait. It's a nice job, let him wait, let him come tomorrow. And Rav Chaim thinks the reason is, people are not enough aware of the choy ma'adol. The handler of halochas is a sukkah bo mitzia, similar shulchan aruch in choshe mishpot. And they haven't learned enough, they're not familiar enough with the choyma, with the mitzvah, with the halachas. And therefore people take it very, very light. But the chiyuv is, I once had, I don't know if you can say that on the tape. I once, many years ago, was a Yiddish mechanic in town somewhere. So I went to get my car to him, and I came back mid of day in the summer, and he wasn't there. I wanted to pay him on time. So I came back again and went all the way there. So I found him. So I paid him. I said, you know, he's not very learned. I told him, he's a mitzvah to pay your work some time. And therefore I came specially ex. I want you a kind of mitzvah. He said, tell your friends the important part about this mitzvah, he said.
Okay, if he's masking,
that's one of the things. We have got here, there's only 50 minutes left, so it's not shy to learn the whole simon in the old halachas. There are about 2, 4, 6, at least 7 heterum. If you don't have heterum, you can't keep the mitzvah. If you know that's the mitzvah, I've got all the heterum, then you can think, does the heter apply, does the not apply, and then you can do the mitzvah properly. As Rav Chaim said, that someone told Rav Chaim, you can't talk anymore, since you have to put that same Rav Chaim. He said, no, now you can talk. Before Andy come to, you don't know what's mutter, what's also. Now you know exactly. There's 7 at Tehillim, there's 10 at Tehillim, and the rest is a chi of a mitzvah. So let's first go to the pasuk. It says twice in the Torah it says the mitzvah. One says in the Torah, one is in Pasuk Kedoshim, it's only a few weeks to go, and one is in Pasuk Kiseitzeh. In Pasuk Kedoshim, it says the following pasuk. It says, going to pasuk. Sorry. Yeah. Loitolin paula sochir itchad boike. You shouldn't leave overnight. Lina means to stay overnight. You shouldn't leave overnight. Paula sochir, the payment of a worker itcho with you at boike till the morning. That means you have to pay it by alois shachar. You shouldn't leave it till the morning. You've got the whole night to pay, but in the morning you have to pay. Then it's a pasuk. It seems to be the opposite. There it says, Loitolin, you should pay him on the day, shouldn't let the sun set. That means you have to pay at the end of the day. When do you have to pay? You have to pay at the end of the night, you have to pay at the end of the moon. So the Gemara says, we talk about two different workers. One is a night worker, you have a night nurse, let's say you've got a night nurse. It comes along, it's light, says, bye bye, I'm going home. So the Torah gave you time to prepare your money. She finished 8 o'clock in the morning, whenever the night finished, or a bit earlier, 6 o'clock in the morning, she goes home, or other night workers. Then the Torah gave you 12 hours, one oino, to look for money. You didn't have much that time. So when she went, 8 o'clock, well, 8 o'clock is due to pay.
After this, she left
after this. She works the whole night till the end of the night. Comes her life, she goes. So then you have got time till the night, you can pay. The whole day is given to you to prepare your money. Torah gave you time. It's 12 hours roughly, so Torah time. The same thing is a day worker. The worker works in Alte Zeiten from the morning till the night, till it's Nacht. By Nacht, you go home. As long as there's light, you work and you go home by night. So you work the whole day. So Torah gave you again the whole night. You can gather together money in order to pay. So normally, when a person works the full period, and you finish at the end of the period, the Torah gives you another period to collect your money, to get your money together, and as long as you pay him before the end of that period, you're okay. So if it's a night work, you have the whole day. You can look around from bank to bank, from chabot to chabot, you have enough money. As long as you pay him just before the end of the day, you have mekayim, your mitzvah, min ha-Torah, b'yom tzichor. And you are not over allowed to rise. Masha'enken, if you let you go till the night, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah, and you're over after this. And if it's a day worker, you finish the end of the day, he goes home, you have got the whole night. As long as just before Allah Shashach at 6 o'clock in the morning, put into his letterbox, 5 to 6, then you're okay, you're mekayim the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah for night, mitzvah for day.
You can tell him if it's really paid to.
You
want to ring and wake him up, that's your mitzvah, yeah? I used to pay my rent. My neighbor a few doors away. I was marked before 12 o'clock, so I'm all like put in the letterbox 5 to 12. Because the contract was written 31st, so then it goes to 12. As according to the contract, is this. So this is the mitzvah to see, to pay it. You've got the whole period, time to pay. Now, what is the din if you didn't have a full period? You didn't work the whole day till the night, you worked all night till the day. Midday, you stopped your job. The plumber says, midday, the job is done, £250, please can I have payment. How long do you have? Now you could say, what do you think? You could say, since it's only half a period, you need to have a period at the time, you get all the way till the next period. Or you could say, you get always 12 hours. Or you could say lechumra. You could say lechumra, no. Since you finish in the middle of the day, Normally the Torah would give you the whole day, but Yosh the Nazir, and he worked the middle of the day, so he would have to work for two for your money. And accordingly, if he finishes just 7 o'clock in the evening, and there's only an hour left in the hour, till Shkir, then he only goes down to Shkir and Halacha. We pass in Halacha, that what the Torah gives you a whole period to look for your money is in normal circumstances, if it was full day workers, the full night workers. If the worker stops the middle of the day, like this fellow with a car, he washed your car, and the 8 of the evening finished, and Shkir is 4 past 8, you have to hurry up, wherever you are, drop everything, and run home and give him the money for 4 past 8. And if you didn't manage it for 4 past 8, you're only over yourself, because Shkir is suffering. By 9 o'clock, it's mamish nach, at least hop on before 9 o'clock, because 9 o'clock, you're vada over. 4 past 8, you're suffering over. 9 o'clock, you're vada over. So make sure to pay him on time. And I'm a chamber for a mitzvah, and to be little from another. So therefore, sometimes it can happen, you haven't got mamash any time. So what you should do, prepare the money before, have the envelope ready, have a check ready, and make sure someone should be there. Whenever he might phone you or he might contact you just at the end of the period, you've only got a few minutes to pay. It's no chokhmah. You know, a chasna. She does, some people have got a mitzvah tense, no chasna. So mitzvah can go on. I said, oh, the meaning I understand is that the shaman's daughter, the batchen, he takes money. He has a charge, besides the no, you give him the lechaim and you put it in his hands. But he got the bill. Now, there's some chasnas finish, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, different times. It's a chilik with the winter and summer. If it's winter, whenever you finish, you have good time, you can pay him before shachis. You go before Shachar, 7 o'clock in the morning when it's time on Shachar, you pay 5 to 7, you're okay. Some chas in summer finish 3 o'clock, so after it's a Shachar. Then you have got the whole day afterwards, because he didn't finish by night. The job finished by day, it was ready day. So it was a late chasne, early alois. Some of the Luach alois is 1 o'clock, you have a later alois. But it went over alois. Then you've got the whole day, you've got your time. He says, thank you very much for your service. Tomorrow I'll make a point, tomorrow during the day I'll give you a ring, you come and fetch your money. You're not mechuyev to bring him the money. And after all, you are the employer and he's the employee. Halacha is you don't need to run after him. You have to inform him, the money is ready. It's a shiny, if you came in the morning and you had the heter not to pay him because you didn't have money, then you get the money later, then you have to inform him because he came already. But the principle is that he has to come for the money, you have to have the money ready, and you have to tell him that money is there.
If the normal thing is that only once you get provided with an invoice, then you pay. So
you might have to. Yeah, but it's one of the numbers. Sure. Now, number one is only quote, but number one of Heter is you have no money. He had the license. And mitzvah is conditional to you having money. If you have no money, you are put on this mitzvah. You still have to pay. But this chiyuv to pay on time. This chiyuv to pay on time. Wait till we end, till we finish. This chiyuv to pay, if you haven't got money, you're put on. Shel itcho. Natolin kula soch itcho. If it's in your pocket, if it's with you, you can't withhold it. You have to pay it. But if you haven't got it, never haven't got it. Before you take it to work, make sure you have enough money. Make sure your money to pay. But you didn't. You weren't so organized. And you haven't got money, then you're potter. But. Now, you haven't got money at home. What about going to the machine? If you part to skip money out, there you have. You've got credit there. What's the chilek? Or you have got some deposit in the gemach, you put the money. Very kind person. Put £1,000 into a gemach and fetch it. What do you mean you have no money? Your money's lying in a mitzvah. Get it out of the gemach and pay the work on time. Chomtzal is machadosh noch habisle. Because even if you have got no money lying anywhere, no pikdoinis, but you can take a loan, he's a sofer, that's his machia. You're mechuyev to take a loan to pay. You know what it means, take a loan? You go to your bank machine and you're already overdrawn. So you're taking a loan from the bank. If you can take a loan from the bank, and with this, you can pay your mechuyev min haTorah to go and the time and take a loan and pay the money. So even though we say it's a heter, but you haven't got money, but the heter is limited. If you manage, haven't got money, and you tried all resources, so if you have schoim,
Have a busy of soya. You know now's not good time to sell the soya. You kept your soya behind. Now it's not good time, because if I sell it, it's time, it'll be more popular. Wait till then. But you've got the soya. And you've got the brayer, and there's nothing going, the business is not doing. Bring out this soya 2 days before, sell them off quickly today. Don't you sell them cheap, but sell them off. You make a few pounds, you can pay your worker. You have to do that, steht in Ritvo. If you have soya, you can sell. You have to offer it for sale in order to be able to pay your worker. So this heter of not having is limited. If you really haven't got any way to get money. But if there's any way you have got money, you have. And you have the money, then you attack a pot.
Are you able to Easter if you don't have any money?
And after Rice, you can't say you're over. It's just advised not to do it. Chinna says, don't take work till you know you've got the money. But if you hoped somehow, at the time when you took the work, you didn't do any Easter. Because you hoped you would get. And you haven't got, you haven't got. It's different than after Rice if you knew like Chinna. Because Yitzchok has to be moving. That's the rule. The rule is only if you have the money. If you haven't got the money. If you mention, you tell the worker before, I'm listening, I have the money, I'm prepared to do the job.
You've got to get paid in the morning. But you're the babysitter Friday night.
Oh.
You can't pay her because the Shabbos
is on. Just any of the Teirim, any of the Tzeinah Teirim. The Chinuch says, if the time when he came to pay is Shabbos, then you can't pay, then it's no at all.
You can finish Sunday also.
Oh, that's another head. One heter is too many heterim, but it would go to that heter. One heter is boikelishin. The chiyuv to pay is in the first period. That means if it's, let's say it's boikelishin, you work by night, the battle finished 12 o'clock at night, please can you pay me my £250? And you say yeah, I tried to pay. You didn't manage to pay. You didn't pay, or you will have to rise. Now what's tomorrow? Have you chab tomorrow line quickly? What's tomorrow? Do you have to run tomorrow before the next night, every night?
Past the date
is finished. This mitzvah is limited to the first day. Not that you can get, you're still over an hour. But the next day, you can relax. But that is the Rabbonon. Is the Rabbonon is much more lenient. It's only if you haven't got Shteitu Pasuk, Al Toima, Leich Vashuv, the pasuk is do. Who knows the pasuk in Tanakh? Atem aleich v'shuv v'yesh lavi. Who is the pasuk? Yesh lamos. No, boy kirishin. No, I wanted two important things, we can speak a whole week on it, but two important things. One thing is that we are only talking about paying late. Someone gives you a bill, £25.35. You pull out of your pocket £25, that will do. Then you give him £25 and you walk off. £35. No, pay you, pay. Or even bigger bills, because someone had to bill £2,511.82. So listen, he said, £2,500 will do. He gives him a question. Now what should you do? Excuse me, please. Can you read £2,511.82? It's Pasnish. Yeah? So he made a discount. Not a big discount, £11.82. He's not overflow Tony. The fellow is over 5 lavin and 1 asin. Loitashek, there's another Loitashek, Loitigzoi, Loitolin, Loitovoi, and Beyom Titzchor. 5 times eating a chazer and a levela and a trefer and chomos, the person has a little worse, it's chorus. 5 lavin and 1 asin for not paying at all. Now you have paid them, but the last, this 35 pence, you didn't pay at all. You didn't pay late, you didn't pay at all. Whether it's 35 pence or the £200 or the 11 pounds, whatever it is, the change. It's quite shriach. If you say, listen, give me another discount. Will 2,500 do? He says, okay.
Then, okay, but if Shalom Adonis, at least he said okay. But it doesn't go like that. Just give him the money. You make your own decision. That was, and suddenly, it's quite, it does happen. You make your own decision, a few pennies, a few dues, you round it down, and you give it to him. He sends you a bill for the full amount. You're not paying him. It's the oil of Chamishalam. So if somebody's stump forgets to pay, it's very sure. You have a babysitter. You phone from the Chasana, 11 o'clock. I'm sorry you're a bit late. It's okay. Let yourself out yourself, and I'm not going to the legal aspects of children without the babysitter. Let them be home in a few minutes, okay. Now, and the babysitter will say, what about payment? If she has got the guts or the heat to say, what about payment? He says, I'll send you in tomorrow. Is that called asking mechila? No. He said, do you mind? I could come to your house to bring, but would it be okay if I don't come down, come tomorrow? No, you ask him, and he says, okay, then it's going to claim his breath, Shalom or not. You just tell him, listen, I'll pay you tomorrow. It's oivo of Lotorin. What happens tomorrow? You forget to pay? Business is oivo of Lotorin. Then you're oivo of all the fin of love. It's not good for £2. No, I think today babysitters cost me more than £2. But, so, it's not good day. It's not good day. Oivo of Lotorin here. Go over time. So, it says on the note, somebody made the nusach, he says there, what happens if you didn't pay? People thought that the Chometz, people asked him, what is the Chometz? Tell you what happens. Chometz Chaim brings in a terrible thing. A terrible thing. He says a person has fixed how many years he should live. He's got time, his life. If he doesn't pay his workers on time, Dr. Bunch asks, well, you are playing with time, I play with your time. And be taken away, he brings it from Shimon Bar Yochai, taken away before the time. That's just for not paying workers on time. If you want to know what happens, I don't know what you meant. What happens? On the other hand, the person had a fixed life and he's lucky to pay the poor worker on time, we can add in new years, new time to his life, just for the mitzvah of paying on time. You can all look down and have Dome and the Chofetz Chaim on this mitzvah. He brings it from the Zohar Kodesh of Shimon ben Yochai, that both ways, L'Toiv u'L'Mutuv, this is a mitzvah, because it says, L'Toiv u'Olav HaShemesh. The Zohar and Shav, L'Toiv u'Olav HaShemesh. The sun shouldn't set, it means from the person. Olav, not of the money, he lives L'Toiv u'Olav on the person. HaShemesh shouldn't have to set down early because he didn't pay him on time. But we should help. Should be mekayim ala mitzvahs, ke betikunem mit ala yidurim, and we should be zoiche, tzarich, as yomim mishonim.